There's two interesting sipurnos in Parshas Vayera, all on the inyan of the Akedah. Pasuk says, Elikim niso es Avraham. Hashem tested Avraham Avinu. That was the test of the Akedah. So the sipurno, the first one here, Kivein sheyia bepoil oyev v'yorei kemoish oyev b'koyach. That Avraham Avinu should be a bepoil, in fact, in action, one who loves Hashem and fears Hashem, is loyal to the directives of Hashem. Kemosh hoya bekoyach. In other words, it's not a test that Hashem should know what's going on within him, but it's to bring min hakoyach el apoyel, that love of Hashem and the yiras shomayim that was deeply embedded within Avraham Avinu, to bring that out and turn it into action. In other words, I'm acting on it. It's not just a feeling in my heart, but it actually has been brought out into action. That was the idea of the test. It wasn't a test to test him, to evaluate him, but rather to bring forth a deeper level or a greater level of his commitment through making it a part of action rather than just internal. And this way is going to accomplish that he is Deimel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more Deimel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he is Toiv Le'olam B'Poyel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Toiv, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't leave that Tuv within himself, within his whatever, his essence, but rather he expresses it in action. So by expressing this in action, he's going to be Deimel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki omnam hakavona b'metzios ha'odam. The whole kavona in the existence of man, hoiso sheyidme l'borek if he oefshar. It's that he should enlighten himself, that he should be doime, he should emulate, he should become like HaKadosh Baruch Hu to whatever extent is possible. Kasher heyid be'omroi, as the Torah says, nase odom b'tzalmeinu kidmuseinu. The original making of man was to be in the Tzelem Elohim, Kidmus Elohim, to be like Hashem. That's the original kavona. That's the goal. And that was the purpose of the Nisoyin of Avraham Avinu by the Akedah. But what I found interesting over here is that the comparison between Avraham Avinu's Bepoel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bepoel are very different. By Avraham Avinu, we're bringing out the Ahavo and the Yiro from Bekoyach El Apoel. And he's going to be Doimel Hashem because Hashem is Toiv Le'olam Bepoel. Hashem is obviously not in love with himself because Hashem loves himself and he's afraid of himself. That's ridiculous. The Teretz is Hashem takes the essence of good that he is and he brings it forth into action. So we're going to be Doimel. So it sounds like that very clearly that the Dimyon to Hashem is not in the Midos that we're talking about. We're not talking about in the Tuv Hashem. Avraham Avinu is about, we're talking about Avo and Hashem, we're talking about is Hatovo. But the Dimyon is that Hashem doesn't rely or doesn't end with the Bekoyach, but a Bekoyach has to be brought out Bepoil, and by bringing it out Bepoil, I'm now being Doimel Hashem. So the Dimyon to Hashem is in the bringing min HaKoyach el HaPoil rather than in the specific emulation of Hashem. And I think that's significant because very often we feel good. No, I have good heart, I have good intentions, good things are going on inside, I'm holding in the right place, my values are good, but there's a dimension of dimin to Hashem. Yeah, I'm good if I'm a good person, so of course I'm Doimel Hashem, but there's a dimension of just bringing it Bepoil. If we know, if we realize that part of the mitzvah of a holachta bidrochov is to take whatever good I have, whatever midas I have, whatever madregas I have, and to take it from the koyach to the poil, then that would, I think, be a greater incentive to make sure that we not just satisfy ourselves with the internal values that we have, but to make sure to bring them into action, because the bringing into action themselves is an act of being Doimel Hashem. And that's what the Sipurna seems to say. And I think it just gives us another dimension to the Mahu Afato, that it's not just in the specific midah that I'm emulating Hashem, but actually in this process of not ending it with just the goodness, but almost HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, that's a strange thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no needs, has no chesaron, but there's one thing. The toiv has to be brought with poil. That's like the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that should be the essence of us, that every toiv that we have should be brought out. This nafkaminas and so many things, and whether I feel sympathy or I actually do something about it, whether I would like to help someone or I do help someone, action, action, action. I think that's significant. The second thing, when he sees the ayil nesach besvach, so Avraham Avinu, the Sipurna says, Hevin shehizdam eloh ayil kirtzon hokel. This was the Ratzon Hashem. V'sheloi hoya boy shum chashash shel gezel. He knew there was no gezel. Kibben shorosh lo hoya shum ayil koydem lochein. V'achaze tekef roze ho ayil nechaz v'svach. And he knew this must be sent from Hashem. That was not really the one that I wanted to comment on. I'm sorry. Tachas benoi. He says he saw the ayil and he's going to bring the ayil instead of Yitzchok. Temuras mashehoya b'libel lisboach es benoi. As an exchange for that, in my heart, I was ready to shech Yitzchok and bring him on the Mizbeach as a korban. As an exchange for that, I'm now bringing this ayil. Al derech v'doiver emes bilvohoi. Al derech the posuk, he speaks truth in his heart. So, mentioned here many times the Gemara in Makkos with Rav Safra, where the Gemara says, Rav Safra is v'doiver emes bilvohoi. And Rashi explains that the Maisa Shehoya there, that he had a chafetz to sell, and people came and they offered him a price, and he was reading Kriyashma, and they said kach v'kach, and he didn't answer because he was reading Kriyashma. They thought that he wanted to get more money, so they gave more and more and more. Finally, when he finished, he gave it for the same price that originally he thought to give, except he couldn't express himself because he was saying Kriyashma, and that Chazal called David Eves Bilvovoy. So I pointed out once that what that means is that had I taken the increased price, which there's no reason in Choshe Mishpat that I couldn't, they're willing to pay that, but then in my heart, retroactively, what I thought originally was sheker, that I thought to give it for $10, and now I'm going to take $100. So v'deir, it would be a chesoron of v'deir emes b'lvavoy. There's no chesoron in the deal, he's willing to pay, everything is fine, but I thought 10, and now I'm taking more? Retroactively, that makes what I thought in my heart sheker. It's not Dave Eves Bilvovoy. That's one thing. But I think here it takes it to a new level. Avraham Avinu was ready to shecht Yitzchok to fulfill the mitzvah Hashem. And Hashem told him not to do it. So the mitzvah is over. There's no more chiv anymore. There's no mitzvah. This is adarabba. Ki be Yitzchok yikor lecho zora. This is the original plan, and you pass the test. So, but he had, now he's giving this ayil tachas benoi. This is trumas masha hoya beliba lizbach es benoi. I had in my heart to shech Yitzchok, to bring him as a korban, and now I'm bringing this. Al derech v'deva emes b'lovoi. In other words, I'm bringing this korban in place of Yitzchok because that is, my heart is speaking truth. The truth of my heart is validated because I'm now bringing a korban. What if I wouldn't bring a korban? Hashem told me not to. He told me to. Here I am, I do it. Told me not to. So not to. What's wrong? Nothing. That's exactly what the mitzvah is. No. If I would not have a tmura, an exchange, an aisle to bring instead of Yitzchok, then there would have been some chesoron that emes bilvovoy, that my heart wanted to do this korban, and now I'm not doing it, even though I'm not doing it with the tzivoy Hashem. But unless I had a tmura, then there's something that's lacking in the emes, that my heart was thinking to do it, and it didn't come to fruition. I don't even know what that really means, other than that the level of emes that I mean, the Ovois is Mosi here, Masel, Masel, Avois. We may be far from that, but we strive for that. My heart wanted to do something. That MS must be fulfilled. If not, there's something sheker there. This what I wanted to do is now retroactively, it's not real. It's not true. That's denied. It's a lie. It's a chesor and emes. What am I? Chesor and emes. Hashem told me not to do it. But frustrating that desire takes that desire is no longer retroactively is not true. And Memela, that's the chesor of their emes lavo. That's what it seems to mean. And again, it takes it even a step further than the Rashi in with Rav Safra. But I think what it does mean is that the dargis of emes that the Torah demands of us, the dargis of emes that Chazal described for us, are infinite. And even something in my heart, which I didn't say anything to anyone, there's no dibur, there's no statement of sheker, but emes has to go so far. And if the thoughts of the heart were not fulfilled, that might also be considered a chesor of emes, even though they weren't fulfilled because Hashem told me not to do it. That's what it seems to say. That's the best I can do on that.